Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is great. And we bless his name this morning. And we thank him for all of his goodness and all of his mercy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The psalmist says, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yeah, let none that walk on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thou paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever of old. Hallelujah. Thanking the Lord that he looked beyond my faults and he looked beyond your faults and he saw our need. He remembers not the sins of our youth nor our transgressions when we're in Christ Jesus. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness sake, O Lord. We can rejoice today in the rock of our salvation, Jesus the Christ. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Some of those verses are from different psalms. And we thank the Lord for his word. We thank the Lord for all those that he used to write his word. I like this one. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. That is Psalms 28, verses 7, 8, and 9. Hallelujah. Is the Lord your strength this morning? Is he your shield? Is your heart trusting in him? Do you know within yourself that you are helped because you are trusting in the Lord? And so you rejoice in him this morning, and you just say, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord God, hallelujah. I bless his name. I bless his name. This is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice in it and be glad. My brothers and sisters, I just want you to know today that God is worthy of our praise, because great is his mercy. Great is his mercy. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. It was his mercy that allowed us to get up this morning and get me started on our way. So just praise him. Praise him for his mercy this morning. Well, good morning once again to all my beloved brothers and sisters. I am Evangelist Reverend Thelma Cephas, and this is Hanging Out with Jesus in the AM. I welcome you in the love and the peace and joy of Jesus Christ. And I pray that you know within yourself, that you are confident within yourself, that you are precious to God, and that he loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love. Oh, bless his name today. Bless his name. This is a live broadcast, and we come to lift up the name of Jesus. In the midst of lifting up the name of Jesus, individuals are saved, individuals are healed, individuals are delivered. Hallelujah, because God's power is in the midst of his word. The telephone line is open if you want to call in and share. The line, the telephone number is 347-327-9930. And I do read from the King James Bible. One scripture that I want to share today is, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So you see, my brothers and sisters, God knows us. He knows us on the inside, in the innermost parts of our being. Do we know ourselves? Do we know ourselves? Do we really know who we are? Do we really know what we're capable of, good things and evil things? Do we know? When we read the word of God, we're able to see ourselves and ask God to remove those things that don't glorify him and put in those things that will bring glory and honor unto him. I love him today, and I just thank him for who he is. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I do thank you and I praise you. I bless you, oh God, for this brand new day. This day, God. Oh God, I thank you, thank you, thank you. This Wednesday, February the 11th, 2015. Thank you, Master. Oh, you're so good to us. Now, Holy Spirit, we need you. We need you in the midst of reading and studying and talking and preaching your word. You are the teacher. I make myself available, oh God, that you might speak through me, that someone will be blessed. Bless, God, beyond all measure. Bless, Master, that they might be saved, that they might be healed, that they might be delivered. Have thine own way, Holy Spirit. Have thine own way. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Oh, well, we thank the Lord once again. I thank the Lord for each of you that is joining us this morning, whether you're joining me while I'm live or whether you tune in later at your own convenience. You know, God has made it possible with modern technology for us to do a lot of things. So we're grateful today. We thank him for his grace, his unmerited favor. And we thank God that he is the only one who can change our lives, who can transform our lives. Hallelujah. He is about saving us. And so we thank him. He's about helping us to stop making poor choices in our lives. He has the power to change. Change from the inside. Well, I know many people are excited. They're thinking about, or they've already made plans, or they're making plans to celebrate Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, Saturday, February the 14th. Many of us call it Love Day. We know that people will spend much money on flowers and candies and parties and hotel stays. They will do all kinds of things to show their love. But you know, my brothers and sisters, it is a commercial thing, because if we want to show people that we love them, we don't have to wait until February the 14th, but we need to do it each and every day. Each and every day, we ought to do something nice for somebody to let them know that we care. That's what love is. Love is saying we care. We care, but so many times we get love mixed up with so many other things that are going on in the world. But there's one thing that I believe that in the midst of Valentine's Day, we need to be reminded that we need to celebrate the love of Jesus. We need to celebrate the love of Jesus. You know, I woke up early this morning, and then I woke up again. It was like, I didn't sleep well this morning. I didn't sleep well. And every time I woke up, the Holy Spirit in me was singing, I really love the Lord. I don't know if you know the song. I'm not much of a singer. But it goes something like, I really love the Lord. I really, really love the Lord. You don't know what he's done for me. He gives me the victory. I love him. I love him. And that's how the song goes. I really love the Lord. I love the Lord. And my spirit just kept singing that song. And saints, I just want you to know that I really love the Lord. I love my husband. I love my children. I love all my family members. I love my church. I love my neighbors. But I love the Lord. I love Jesus the Christ. And I pray today and I hope today that if you are saved, that you love him too. So we're going to celebrate the love of Jesus. What does John 3:16 say? And I know all of us know that scripture verse. It is a familiar verse for all of those who are in the church, who go to church from time to time, who's been to Bible study or Sunday school or even to vacation Bible school, or maybe just heard somebody else say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Celebrating the love of God, Jesus the Christ. God so loved the world. He so loved the world. God's love, an everlasting love. You know, when we think about it, we really can't even fathom what God's love is. We know it had to hurt, but he gave his Son anyway. The scripture said he came down and put on flesh and dwelt among men. Hallelujah. And we know he dwelt among men. We have the testimony of Jesus' life in the Word of God. And we know that people rejected him, and yet a few received him. And we know that he was whipped. We know he was nailed to a cross. We know he was buried in a tomb. And we know he got up early, early, the first day of the week. And we celebrate him because when he got up with all power in his hands. He had defeated death. And because he had defeated death, we have everlasting life. Those that trust in him, are you trusting to that? Have you made Jesus your Savior? If you haven't, I want you to know today is a good day to make him your Savior. Today is a good day to confess Jesus as the Savior of your life. And even when we look at Romans chapter 5, beginning at verse 6, let us begin at verse 5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commanded his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. So we thank the Lord that we are saved from wrath. Hope, hope. Oh, we bless the Lord for the hope that we have on the inside. And when we think about that, because the Lord of God has shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. God's love. God's love. I want you to think about that. Because Romans 5:5 says that the love of God is poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he gave to us. This simply means that when the Lord, in the form of the Holy Spirit, comes to dwell in our hearts through our faith in his Son, Jesus Christ, he brings love with him because God is love. He brings love with him because God is love. And we all need to ask ourselves, is what we doing, what are we doing with the love of God that has been given freely to us? Do we reject it because we don't think we're valuable enough to be loved? Do we believe God is like other people who have rejected and hurt us? Or do we receive his love by faith, believing that he is greater than our failures and weaknesses? I ask you today, what kind of relationship do you have with God, with yourself, and with others? Is it a God relationship? When I say God, I mean, is love in the midst of it? Is love? We're talking about love today. We're talking about celebrating the love of Jesus Christ. Even when we look in 1 John chapter 4, 1 John chapter 4, beginning at verse 7, it reads, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God anytime. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. Herein, and then we find in verse 16, "And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." Love, love, love. That's God in you. Love, that is God in you. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Verse 19, we love him because he first loved us. Think about it. I just read a few minutes ago, when we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. So he loved us even before we were in our mother's womb. That's kind of hard to comprehend in the natural mind. But in the spiritual realm, we can accept what God has already done. And I want you to listen to this. If a man, the Bible says a man, but that includes a woman, boy, and girl, say, "I love God," and hateth his brother or his sister, he is a liar. When we're talking about brother, we're talking about human race. The human race. He is a liar, for he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? That's the word of God. That is the word of God found in 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. And 21 says, "And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also." When we're talking about love his brother, we're talking about mankind. So you know all this hate that we have in race relationship, God is not in it. because God does not look at the color of the skin. God sees us as individuals, his creation, his image. So we need to be able to love one another, and not hate one another. The word of God tells us that love is kind. It envieth not, is not puffed up. It does not take revenge. Love. Love is the greatest gift. We're celebrating the love of God, Jesus Christ. Celebrate. And I ask you, my brothers and sisters, because you know what? None of us has arrived. We have not got to the point where we don't mess up. And so I want to encourage you, like I have to encourage myself, that we need God's help. We need God's help when we need our heart change. So we need to ask the Lord to help us continue to completely transform us on the inside. It's no problem. We can ask God to help us to love. We can ask God to help us to forgive. We can ask God to help us to be generous. We can ask God to help us to have peace and to help us to have joy. It's a matter of asking. Why? Because it's God's desire that his children might have life more abundantly. More abundantly. It's God's desire that we might be in the image of Jesus the Christ. And we know Jesus went about doing good. We know that he had the power within. And God has blessed us with his Holy Ghost power, with his anointing, that we might be able to resist our own desires and do those things that are pleasing unto God. Celebrate Jesus. Yes, you want to celebrate your family, your wife, your children, or whatever. But remember, celebrate Jesus, the love of God and the love of our soul and our spirit, our Savior, our Deliverer. He is the one. He is the one. We need to give our heart to him first. Hallelujah, that he might fix it. Well, I thank the Lord for each of you, and I pray that the message has been an encouragement that will inspire you to continue to seek the Lord. Hallelujah, because there's blessings in seeking the Lord. Let us pray. Father, I thank you right now for your word. I just bless your holy name. And I thank you, God, that it will bring forth fruit in due season. Master, only you know what your people stand in need of. So, Lord, I ask you to bless them in the weakest part of their life. Strengthen them, encourage them, and give them hope. Help them to understand, Father, that they can wait on you. They can wait on you. And in the midst of waiting, Father, give them peace that goes beyond all understanding. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. I pray that you have a blessed day, and I pray that you will join me next Wednesday at 6 a.m. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life.